Thank you. Mike Walker hanging out at the KBRX Farm and Home Show. We're going to be here today and tomorrow till 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 10 to 7. Jim Zuha from Ag Heaters. It is Ag and Industrial Equipment, but his website is agheaters.com. And Jim, you've got some impressive equipment here that can warm this place up if you know, I know you're going to fire one of these babies up, one of the here in a bit, to give some demonstrations. You've had quite a few people come to your booth and talk to you about it. And I was just kind of joking around with a gentleman that you were talking to earlier about, yeah, he says, I'll put one of these in my barn. I said, man, if you open up the back door to your house, probably heat up your house right along with it. These things are very quiet, too. Tell us more about these. And also, I want you to, I was looking at this fast comparison facts chart that you have here. We need to talk about that so people just don't think, it's just another heater. No, it's not.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Mike. We've, the Val 6s that we've handled for going on 20 years now have a well-deserved reputation for being versatile. Gosh, what is it you can't use a clean, quiet, high-efficiency radiant heater for? I mean, radiant heat, Val 6 radiant heat, doesn't blow away. It doesn't, you know, the rain or snow doesn't affect it. It just keeps going and warms you up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of ties into this display we've got here.
Come on over here. Let's talk about this. Now, I noticed something. I'm kind of interjecting. 118,000 BTUs versus your competitor at 154,237. But hi, explain this to me. It seems like the 118,000 BTU is a little bit more efficient.
Absolutely. You're getting more clean, usable heat with our 118,000 BTU Val 6 heater than you're getting with our 154,000 BTU competitor. And why is that? And when you look at these, there's what's interesting about this to me is that this Val 6 thermal image is showing you just how intense the performance of a Val 6 heater is. Burning less fuel, Mike.
Yeah.
You're getting when that white image is telling you that every drop of fuel is absolutely getting every bit of heat stretched out of it that it can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the comparison thermal image to the right of our competitor burning 154,000 BTU versus the 110,000 BTU Val 6, it's not white. There's no white on that thermal image. And as a matter of fact, it's well down on the color scale.
Right.
And what that translates into is because it's not burning as hot. Mm-hmm. It's got to burn a lot more fuel to give you the feeling that it's a lot of heater.
Sure.
But you're, once again, it kind of comes back to how much less fuel you're burning with our Val 6 heaters and getting more usable heat. And the great side effect of that is that excess fuel that the competitor is burning really almost never gets completely burned, and that's why you smell their burners.
Right.
You smell their radiant heaters.
Mm-hmm.
This is it goes into the differences in the kind of combustion. I still think one of the neat things about the Val 6 heaters is that their internal temp is like 2,500 degrees. The inside of your Val 6 radiant heater is burning at 2,500 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
The surface temperature of that front radiant disc is over 1,500 degrees. And there's truly some engineered design that's at work there.
Oh, sure.
Now, I don't want to talk your leg off here.
It's okay. It's just I was looking at your other, your display here, and one of the comments caught me. Reduces flow through humidity. Now that would perk my ears up.
Well, you're looking at our EconoDry display, and you've just put your finger on some of the important facts about why a Val 6 and our EconoDry grain drying transition works together to lower the humidity that dries your grain.
Right.
And we've got some stuff here to look at, Mike. My goodness, we're in the northwest corner of the show here, and we obviously we love seeing the friends we've made over the years, and every so often somebody comes up and says, I need a fuel filter, a fuel nozzle, or something for my Val 6, or my pressure washer, or my waste oil furnace, or that's why we're here too. It's good to see people. good. Sometimes people, I've just been thinking,
yeah,
I ought to get a hold of you to you know, get some parts in case I ever need them. Talk to me here, northwest corner of the home show, and I'll write down what you need. Or else they can go to our website, which is agheaters.com. Mm-hmm. Ag is short for agriculture. Heaters has an S on the end, .com. Mm-hmm. And we've got an online parts store there, too.
Yeah.
Or call our 800 number, which is 800-846-5157. Once again, 800-846-5157. And we've got some friendly voices on the other end there. They'll know exactly what you want. And if we know before noon, typically you'll have it the next day.
That's customer service at its finest right there. Can't get any better than that.
Oh, we love who we work with. Like I said, between the waste oil furnaces, the pressure washers, we've got new and reconditioned trade-ins that, like right here, we've got two pressure washers. And at first glance, I'd challenge you to pick which one out is new and which one is one of the ones that we've gone through.
I can't tell.
They're just, we take pride in what we do.
Yep.
We take pride in standing behind our stuff after the sale too. And you can't have too many friends in this world. And we, once again, go to agheaters.com, 800-846-5157, or come out to the northwest corner of the home show here. And, one thing I can promise you, Mike, I've been sharpening a pencil.
I can tell. No, it looks good, Jim. Good talking with you this afternoon. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, these good O'Neill area people are just, they're fun to, they come in, they've always got something to say, and I don't know if you've noticed this, you never get the last word in. So it's fun being here, and we hope people will look us up.
Hey, thanks a lot. Jim Zuha from our friends at Ag and Industrial Equipment. Come on by, like I said, northwest corner of the KBRX Farm and Home Show till 7 o'clock today and 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, and we hope to see you here. I'm Mike Walker with 102.9 KBRX.